An existing barrier in a shipping canal southwest of Chicago is wearing out, so the federal government built a new electric barrier. Both are aimed at keeping the Asian carp out of the Great Lakes, where it's predicted the invasive fish would cause major damage to the ecosystem. But the Army Corps of Engineers has hesitated turning the new barrier on at maximum power due to concerns about possible dangers to passing boats or their crews. A Great Lakes task force of the Northeast Midwest Congressional Coalition has written to the Corps, the U.S. Army, and the Coast Guard expressing concerns about the delay. Wisconsin Democratic Senators Russ Feingold and Herb Kohl signed the letter, and so did Wisconsin Republican House Member Tom Petri, whose district includes some Lake Michigan communities. Petri says everything must be done to keep the carp out of the Great Lakes.
If they get into the Great Lakes, they could deny or reduce habitat for a lot of other species that could affect commercial fishing and recreational fishing in our region.
Petri says it's important that the federal agencies get the barrier operating correctly, but he says the tests have lasted many months. A spokeswoman for the Corps of Engineers in Chicago says she hasn't seen the letter from the Congressional Coalition and declined immediate comment. Illinois Senator Barack Obama did not sign the letter, but Representative Petri says the president-elect has a lot of fish to fry.
I wish he were frying the Asian carp in the Great Lakes Channel, but we're trying to do that for him.
An advisory panel for the carp barrier is scheduled to meet January 8th in Chicago. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.